page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. And let's read the Seven-Limb Prayer. Presently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Don't turn to page 97. And down at the bottom, you see it says short mandala offering. So let's read that in English. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as the Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Rata Mandalakam Niryatayami.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vishra.
So we are going to say some prayer for people in Nepal. So begin with the Mani Mantra. We'll recite. We'll chant 21 times together, and the rest we'll recite quietly, and then dedicate it to all the people who have lives have been very much devastated by this recent earthquake in Nepal. Then not just that, also people throughout the world, there are some part of the world, there's ongoing kind of like conflict within the countries, a lot of people losing their lives. And people, all kind of, like sufferings that people go through, not able to sleep. Some people don't have a house to sleep, sleeping outside. Some people have a house to sleep, but not able to sleep. Then all the people, who have a lot of problems in the mind, all think about all the people in the mental hospitals, all kinds of age group, particularly for children. Then all the people throughout the world who've been fighting for addictions, for the substance, it's not just us, there's a lot of complications. It's not just us, who have some problem here, there. It's all relatives, so when you compare to other parts of the world, some of the people, hard to imagine, it's kind of heartbreaking to see people there where how they live their life under the bridge with all this garbage, So we'll pray for all of them, and then please remember all of them. Then followed by giving and taking practice. We are going to chant that, then you can meditate. So send your thought, positive thought, or your wishes, out of loving kindness. Then eliminate their miserable conditions, out of compassion, try to eliminate their miserable conditions. So pile their miserable conditions on their, fundamental confusions, which is called self-grasping mind. The mind that grasping very tightly on the self, which is mistaken. That's called fundamental confusions. Because of that, all the complications that we as a human experience, as a country, all these complications driven by these fundamental confusions. Not knowing what is self, not knowing what is the real self. Then holding very tightly on that mistaken self. Then projections, then exaggerated. That's how all the complications occur according to Buddha's teachings. Then please out of compassion, take all the miserable conditions, then pile on that self-grasping mind. That's how the Tonglen practice giving and taking prayer has been done according to traditions. That's how the sending part, giving part, done out of loving kindness, that you give, you send, you pray, you send your wishes out of loving kindness. Then when you see people are going through so much difficulties, then you develop compassion. Then you, out of compassion, not out of obligations, not out of fear, simply out of compassion, then you take their miserable conditions, then pile on the self-grasping mind, which is what we call in Buddhism fundamental confusions. This whole world in samsara is driven by confusions. There's a lot of confusions, driven by confusions. So first we'll just say the money mantra, then please think of all the people. There's money mantra, there's the mantra of compassion, Buddha. The second part is called Tong Len practice. Tong sent. They're translated in English, they're called giving and taking practice?
Yes.
Giving and taking practice. What Tong literally means sent. No, sent. So I think it's okay to also translate give, just sent. So giving or sending in Buddhism is done out of loving kindness. not out of obligations, not out of fear, simply done that out of loving kindness. So while we chant, you can know, if you can participate, then you are welcome to do so. Then if you are, if you don't know this practice, you can just sit. The point is, you know, sending out of loving kindness. Okay, when you say, oh, I feel very sorry, my thought, how you say, people usually say, my thought and heart.
Are with you. My thoughts and hopes. Prayers are with you.
My heart and soul prayer with you, or my heart go, my heart go out. Goes out. So this is all done out of loving kindness.
It's on page 110.
So you can just meditate, you know, just imagine, you know. Not just people, you know, also all the animals too, you know. So in that part of the world, devastated, you know. It's kind of interesting, but animals, they are more smarter than, sorry to say, when this natural disaster happens, animals know ahead of time. So they are a little bit better off than people, you know, people. In that part of the world, I think like, some people, they have no idea what is earthquake. They have no idea, you know. So they don't know what is happening. So the whole ground shaking. They don't know what is happening. They are looking in the sky. So they probably haven't never heard about earthquake. So see, anyway. So please think about them. Okay, then send your prayer and your thought, warm heart. That's called tong. Learn, as I mentioned before. Taking. Not on yourself, but on self-grasping mind. Mind that grasping very tightly on self, which does not exist. See, that's why it's called confused. Fundamental confusions. So that's the one, that's the driving cause, the root cause of all the complications that people experience. Not knowing what is self. So then, then project on that, then all the complications occur. That's the root of all the problems. That's the one to blame. Self-grasping mind. Not yourself, not your friend, not neighbors. The self-grasping mind. Very strongly supported by, self-cherishing mind, which is considered as a chronic disease. It's never been healed. Self-cherishing, attitude. My way, highway. That kind of attitude, That's come from the Buddhist point of view. That attitude is kind of a chronic disease. Never been healed. So, the self-grasping mind is all confused. So that mind is very much strongly supported by self-cherishing mind. That's why all these complications occur. If someone really wants to cease all the sufferings, they need to think. We need to think how to tackle the self-grasping mind. The best way to do is meditate on emptiness. Nothing exists from their side. Everything's level. Perceptions level. So then on that level we project, then we exaggerate. That's why how all the complications, each and every one of the complications or sufferings occur like that. That's how all the sufferings occur. Not because of you, because the self-grasping mind, that's different than ourself, If you think, that's me, then there's no hope. No matter what you do, there's no hope. You can't liberate. You can't liberate. Next part. So then after that, we'll do meditation. Okay, next part is called Tonglen. When you chant, the very purpose of chanting, chanting is to give you more time to reflect on the meaning of that word. They're saying in Tibetan, Chik Sangbo Shen Ne Song, means saying, say the gentle word from mouth, gentle word from mouth. Same time, think, reflect them, reflect on the gentle meaning of the gentle word. So then they become meditations. So then it's called Tonglen meditations. So then it's going to become Tonglen meditations. You are saying the word, the same time you are thinking the meaning of the word. So then there's not just meditation, there's like productive meditations. There's meditation based on loving kindness and compassion. That's how this meditation has been done. Loving kindness and compassion. That's how this meditation has been done. Okay?
Wow.
You cannot find I mean, through operations you cannot find, but they do exist. Or chakra, that's where the channel merge. Chakra, that's where the channel merge. However they draw, you know, so they draw. When they draw, the point is where this channel, all the channel merge. Kind of a channel box. That's all the channel merge. So, so now the reason why our bread is not equal, no matter, there's nothing to do with the sinus problems. Even though you don't have any sinus problems, our bread will be not equal. Breathing from the nose is not equal. Reason to the three main channels located in the center of our body or close to the back. Center channel is blocked. See? So you have to send the energy to, in order to open that center channel, you have to learn how to send energy through that channels. Once you manage to send the energy into the channels, so see, many things that can happen that doesn't happen to ordinary people. Many things could happen, you know. Oh, to have going. So anyway, here there's another point. Here, Lungro Gutu says, like, wasted energy or imbalanced energy. The reason I'm explaining this again, sake of knowledge. So make sure when you explain to other people, you explain exactly the way it's been set in the instructions. Oh, so then at least there's something to feel good about, that you are passing down instructions which has been taught thousands of years ago, which has been tested, produce great results. No, so that's the kind of instructions. If you follow, more likely you will make some progress. No? Because it's been taught, it's been tested, it's produced great results. No? So that's the kind of instructions. If you follow, more likely you will make some progress. No? If you don't follow, so then none of us will make progress if you don't follow. See, when you look at the Buddha statue, somehow like this, this is called teaching mudra. Teaching. They symbolize Dharma wheel. The Buddha turned three wheels, first, second, third, three wheels. They symbolize Buddha's teaching. So that's the purpose of teaching, is to put into practice, not just to store knowledge. No, so put into practice. So first, you have to learn. Second, the purpose of learning is to put into practice. That's how you liberate. That's how you liberate. So just looking at the image of the Buddha, that's like you can see that without saying any word. That's like teaching without a word. Teaching without a word. You don't have to say a word. You just go like this. People know what it means. You know, teaching without a word. Because word can be distracted. Distracted? Yeah, word can be distracting. So there's one of the, there's some people, they choose to teach without any word. No? This was one of, this is one example. So anyway, Lungro Gutu says, so this is all a sake of knowledge. Then how the energy has been wasted, how energy become imbalanced. See, because mind divided into 100 different things. All the time thinking. One second, thinking all kind of thing, all day long, thinking day and night, thinking in the dream, thinking all kinds of things. That's how the energy has been wasted. Not able to place all the energy on one object. What do you call concentration meditations? Focus meditations. That's why when you focus, your mind gets calmer, peaceful. That's a result of concentrations. That's why you concentrate. That's the way to balance energy, make the energy useful. you concentrate. When you concentrate, there's many different ways you can concentrate. You concentrate on one single object, not like 100 different objects. You just think one object. So then you concentrate. Oh? At the beginning of show, you know, we all have difficulties, not easy. Otherwise, everybody will be liberated. No? As I mentioned before, no effort, no progress. Oh? With effort, you can liberate. No? You can make your mind come peaceful. We have to choose one object, we concentrate joyfully, happily, with clear understanding, that's how to be liberated. You concentrate, no? Happily, joyfully, what is called joyful effort. Happy to concentrate. No, I have to concentrate. You don't have to concentrate. It's your choice. If you really want to experience calm mind, peaceful mind, according to ancient Asian philosophy, they say concentrate. When you concentrate, then you balance the mind. The very mind, it balances energy, because every thought, believe or not, comes with energy. Every single thought comes with energy. So that's why if you divide your mind in 100 different directions, all the energy has been divided. There's no like, then it's like 100 different creeks running. Each creek doesn't have power. If you try to pull it together, then there's more power. See? Concentration. So before we do that, so we have to learn how to eliminate all these wasted energies being stuck in our channels. Do cause physical discomfort, then contribute to mental discomfort. So then people become cranky. See, sometimes they don't have any reason, people just cranky. So not knowing, maybe ticky, or maybe just because of my neighbor, because of my friend, or because of my pet, or because of my table, because of my bed. Could be a little bit contributed from there, but mainly, because it's okay. So, nine round breathing meditations. This is a meditations or technique that helps individuals to how to get rid of wasted energy, imbalanced energy that's been stuck into channels. Oh, how to get rid of that. This is called nine round breathing meditations. Oh. So what do you do? Any breathing meditations, you have to sit straight. Make sure that your back is straight. Reason behind that, when the back is straight, Liu Tong Na, Liu means body, Tong means straight. Ta Tong, energy, you know, the channel. Channels, as I mentioned before, there are three main channels. Then from there, then the chakras are located, then from there all the channels merge, Oh? Here. No, so all this, how does all the channel merge? See, therefore, sit straight. It's more than traditions. Sit straight, channels are going to be straight. If the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's why. It's more than traditions. There's reasons. Okay? So you comfortably, not tight, no, comfortably. You shouldn't have any stress. Comfortably sit straight. Then use your left hand finger, like this. See? Left hand finger. Block your left nostril. Breathe in long, slow. Then, use same finger, block right nostril, exhale. Then again, So that's first round. That's first round. Okay, first round. Long, slow. Nothing. No need to rush. Long, slow. So there's three round. Each round three breathing. That's called 9 round breathing meditations. So we'll start again. Okay, we'll start again. Left hand. Sake of knowledge or sake of your own benefit. If you want, if that benefits you, then you need to share. In order to share, first you have to understand. Otherwise you may pass down some incorrect instructions, then there's no good with them. Someone who has this whole desire to do, that is going to do incorrectly, then there's no good. Left hand. This 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count. Okay? Again. Again. Fast down. Now, right hand, look, right nostril, inhale, left nostril, okay? Same idea, long, slow. Again. Again. All the way in, all the way in, all the way out. One more time. Long, slow. All the way in, then all the way out. No, don't just like, no, like, all the way. Then. So the second round. Now third round, not from the mouth, from the both nostrils, from both nostrils. Three times. That's 9 round breathing meditation. That's called 9 round breathing meditation. Oh yeah. So now, concentration meditation. Okay, concentration meditation. So you can concentrate on your breath. Your breath. This, see, 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. Inhale. Understand? 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. If it begin with exhale, that's incorrect. It begin with inhale from the right nostril. So this now 21 breathing meditations begin with exhale. See, that's different. Nine round breathing meditation begin with inhale. 21 breathing meditation begin with exhale. Jung means exhale. So this is to improve our concentrations. So what you do? Not from the mouth, breathe from nose. One. Each time you inhale, count. One. Two. Count in your mind. 21. Count 21. Then increase the number. 30, 40, 60, 70, 80. Okay. Or you can just choose mental image. You can just create some mental image and concentrate on that. And see if that makes your mind calm and peaceful. If it should make your mind calm and peaceful. So then that kind of meditation can get deeper, 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 deeper. That can, this kind of meditation, concentration meditations. There's nine different stages. First stage, just to be with yourself. Be present. Be within. Be present. That's the first stage. Second, durations. How long? Then, third, then there's clarities, details. If you are imagining something, some single object, then the details, shape, the color. As a Buddhist, you usually use holy image, such as Buddha. You just visualize Buddha, So then the details of the shape, the color, the hand gesture, all of that, comes in the third stages. So then you get better and better and better and better and better and better. Then when you reach, around 7, 8, 9 stages, then, finish. Then you develop your concentration. Then result will be physical pliancy and mental pliancy. You enjoy physical comfort. You enjoy mental comfort. You can sit there as long as you want. You can sit. Just think of one object. You can sit there hours. No problem. No problem. You can sit. You're just thinking one thing, that's all you're thinking. Then you can sit there many hours without problems. But in the beginning, we have to put effort. No effort, there's no way to reach nine stages. No, it's impossible. Okay? So, you are welcome to count your breath out, nose, in, one, out, in, two, no. If you are having difficulty, you can just say in your mind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please count without mistake. If you decide to count 21, if you make mistake, go back to 0. So if you can count without distraction, if you can count 21 times, that means you are already in the first stages. Out of 9 stages, you already learn how to be within. How to be present. That's exactly how to be present. Otherwise, you can say, you will be within, be present. How? You have to learn. So we'll do this 21 breathing meditations. You are welcome to, use some mental image. Okay, mental image. As a Buddhist, you choose holy objects such as Buddha, Tara, Manjushri, different deities. But, you don't have to. You can choose flower, any color, but that has to be one single object. If that object is multiplied, you are wasting your energy. You are going to waste your energy, okay? So, Oh, yeah. So, then you can, you know, practice your home. You can, you know, count 21, 30, 40, 60, 70, 100, 1,000, million. So, okay, that's all. Finish. Yeah. Too much is not good, so that's finished. That's meditation. It's 11:30, so probably two meditations. Learn. It's not just learning, so you need to learn and practice. You know? So then, if you learn more, that's better. Not just learning, learn. So, yeah, maybe number two dedication. You know?
Please turn to page 246 in the Gold Book. And we'll say the prayers we usually say on Sunday.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may IQ remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then flip to 244, 245. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful tenderness, attention, jatsa. Please remain until samsara. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine, masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So now this breathing meditation, eventually, not from the beginning, eventually it has to be very normal, you know. So we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, believe or not, we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. See? So then out of that 21,000 breath, breathing, how much we are aware? For me, it's zero. No, so I'm not sure about you. But so the eventually, in the beginning, so you can put some effort, eventually it has to be normal. See? So we'll get there, but no, need practice. Need practice. Eventually it has to be very normal. So then please, don't forget when you go out, go around the stupa. The stupa is there. You're going one round. Because the stupa contains so much relics inside. Just going one round, it purifies. So much negative karma it purifies. That's why we built here. I myself come in, going one round, going out one round. So please do the same. You get benefit because you are the one who's doing it. You get benefit. Don't just hope, oh, he'll go around. Maybe I'll get some benefit. That's not good. That's not good thinking. Okay? Well, yeah. So then thank you. Then enjoy weekend. Nice weather. Oh, yeah.